KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Now, Speaker Mike Johnson is asking GOP lawmakers to maintain decorum when President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight.
Citing Republican lawmakers who attended the gathering, some media outlets reported that the speaker made the request during a closed-door GOP conference meeting Wednesday morning. President Biden is scheduled to deliver his State of the Union address to a divided Congress that includes many of his top Republican critics. That dynamic was on full display last year when some GOP lawmakers heckled the president throughout his address in the House chamber. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The president's address at 9 p.m. Eastern. Also at SRNNews.com, after a recent spate of high-profile assaults on New York City's subways, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is beefing up security.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that she will deploy 750 members of the National Guard and 250 state troopers and transit officers to help the New York Police Department check bags at the subway entrances to better protect those in the subway system.
They shouldn't worry about whether someone's going to brandish a knife or gun.
The governor's security plan also includes a legislative proposal to ban people from trains for 3 years if they are convicted of assaulting a subway passenger.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught, plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end. New Yorkers deserve no less.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sweden, formally joining NATO as the 32nd member of the Transatlantic Military Alliance. Sweden's membership comes as concerns over Russian aggression in Europe have spiked following the invasion of Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow had 159 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 257. This is SRN News. In the fourth part of our week-long series, Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, acknowledges that many Christians feel we're nearing the end times as outlined in Scripture. He says he stepped up Prestonwood's evangelism outreach and has challenged his pastoral team to reach 1 billion people out of the 6 billion living on earth.
It sounds insane to think that you could reach 1 billion, but it is possible now through media, through technology. We're committed to doing it. We want to bring as many people to Christ as possible as soon as possible. So now's the time. And I like what my friend David Jeremiah says. We don't know for sure if this is the end of days, but we know that we are living in the days at the end. So whatever time we have on the clock, now's the time to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham says he's already seen 50 million downloads of his Bible in a Year podcast on the Pray.com platform. This is SRN News. Brain analysis shows Robert Card, an Army reservist who shot and killed 18 people in Maine last year, had significant evidence of traumatic brain injuries.
Dr. Ann McKee of Boston University's Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy Center says an analysis of Card's brain tissue shows a degeneration in the nerve fibers that allow for communication between different areas of the brain, inflammation, and small blood vessel injury. Card had been an instructor at an Army hand grenade training center when it's believed he was exposed to thousands of low-level blasts. I'm Donna Warder.
An unusually warm winter has left the Great Lakes all but devoid of ice and sent scientists scrambling to understand the possible consequences. Researchers believe that warmer lakes could lead to bigger algae blooms, more evaporation and beach erosion, and less oxygen for bottom-dwelling organisms that bigger fish consume. More details at SRNNews.com.